Okay, you are watching the Talking Hoosier Baseball YouTube channel, brought to you by IUBase.com. This is going to be a video update, a quick review on the national letters of intent that were signed last week for the 23rd ranked class in the nation. Coach Mercer, Coach Hell, Coach Simmons, Coach Parker have brought in the highest class in the history of Indiana baseball. So I figured I'd run through it for everybody. It's quite a class, and it's a great time for, you know, these guys to be joining Indiana Athletics. You know what I mean? Look at football. 4-0. Took Michigan State to the woodshed yesterday. Facing Ohio State next week. Indiana volleyball is on the rise with Coach Aird with their new facility. Women's basketball ranked 16th in the country. Favored in the Big Ten to take the whole thing. Men's basketball ranked just outside the top 25 from KenPom. Indiana soccer, you've got new facility or renovation facility and always a national contender. IU swim and dive, always a national contender. So Coach Mercer's new class have really picked quite a time to join Indiana Athletics, I must say. Now, there are quite a few guys. This is a 13-player verbal commitment class. 12 have put out publicly that they signed their NLI. We're going to go over all 13 because it is the early signing period. So maybe number 13 will put pen to paper later. We'll see, though. Best way to do it, I figure, is just go position by position. We can go over it that way as far as who has, you know, are on their way here. Yeah, they're on their way to Bloomington, assuming that they don't sign an MLB draft contract. And, you know, when you have a highly ranked class, as we do, the 23rd in the nation, it's something you do have to worry about as far as the draft goes. But, you know, we'll mention some of those to look out for when we go over the names. Okay, so I figure I'll start with the outfield. Ryan Gilbert, 6'4", 230 pounds. He committed in August of 2020. So it's a very recent commit for us. He's from Kenston High School in Ohio. Now, Ryan's an interesting case because he was a pitcher. Then he switched over to a position player, outfielder, and he jumped up the ranks. All right, he's got quick hands, run producer, smooth outfielder. He's projected to be a corner outfielder. He's already had several 400-foot bombs through the summer circuit, and he had 107 exit velocity. Now you're going to see a lot of 90s and now 95s when it comes to these high school seniors, but Ryan Gilbert, 107 already put up. He's hit 10 home runs over the summer. Through his summer play, he projects to be a middle of the order guy, and a lot of this info we're getting obviously is from Perfect Game and Prep Baseball Report or any scouting information, you know, on the internet and stuff like that. So Ryan Gilbert would be our first outfielder. Our second outfielder, Carter Matheson, Homestead High School, Indiana. All right, he hits left. He throws left. He's 6'1", 200 pounds. He committed in June of 2019. He pitches and he plays offense, but it sounds like he's here more for the bat, but you never know. He had 326 in his sophomore year with 4 bombs and 27 RBIs. He did go 4-1 as a pitcher with a 2.03 ERA. Maybe he's a two-way guy. I don't know. He was playing for Team Indiana, and this recent team got to the final 8 out of the 96 invited teams. So Carter was a big piece of that. We've seen about 3 or 4 350-foot home runs already reported. He made the Perfect Game Underclass All-American for 2020. He's with the Indiana Bulls. Lots of highlights come out from them. We've seen a lot of good offensive production from Carter and the pitching, like I said. So that's Carter Matheson. Now, also for Carter, just to mention, a lot of clutch ABs. A lot of times we say, you know, go ahead, hit Matheson from the Bulls, or walk off, hit Matheson from the Bulls. Indiana Bulls really hooks us up with a lot of information. Now, the third outfielder, probably one we have to worry about on draft day, to be honest, Traylon T.J. White. He's a switch hitter at a Dorman High School in South Carolina. He's 6'2", 215. He committed in February of 2020, and it really, really was the highest ranked recruit that we've probably ever had at that point for Jeff Mercer's crew. Traylon is the all-around package. Not only is he a great player, but it really looks like he's just an all-around great guy. He got voted for the True Blue Cavalier from Dorman High School, which really takes into account not just athletics, but student, you know, leadership, being a role model in his school, and only 12 people get get voted for that, and so he made it. That's important too. But for the Athletics, moonshot home runs, all right, 415 foot bombs. He actually chose to use a wood bat in the Palmetto games. They let these guys choose whatever they want. He chooses to go wood bat. Not only is he the only one ever to home run at the Palmetto games with a wood bat, but he hit two. So a 400 foot job and a 338 foot job. So TJ White, quite a talent. He actually won the Jeff Young heavy hitter award at that event too. So he's already got a lot of hardware, through his athletic career already. The offensive upside is huge for TJ. He's just getting started. Perfect Game has him as a 9.5 grade, high impact offensive guy, both sides of the plate too. So yes, we probably have to keep an eye out on draft day for TJ. But what a commitment. He signed his NLI. We had pictures out there with his family. They look so happy. TJ's really going to be a big piece of this class. And I look forward to seeing him at the BART. So that's the outfield. Now, we only have one catcher coming in on this class. And that's Brock Tibbetts. He's 6'4", 200 pounds, from New Albany High School. Not that New Albany High School, but New Albany High School in Ohio. He hits right and he throws right. He committed late also, August of 2020. Brock's another all-around guy, I got to say. He lettered in basketball, football, baseball, and these are varsity letters. He had a 3.85 GPA. He's also a son of a college ball player. His father, Jeff, played for Florida State, so he's got it in the genes. National Honor Society for Brock also. Now, if you Google his name, not only do you see his baseball stuff as a catcher, but you see his football stuff. He's the quarterback of the football team. I was watching 40-yard run touchdowns, 50-yard bombs. This guy's an all-around athlete, no joke. Very athletic catcher from what I was reading. Great behind the plate, a plus arm to second base. And then with the bat, he's a gap-to-gap hitter. Great bat speed. And he was a 2020 Under Armour pregame All-American. So, not only are we getting another outstanding individual, well-rounded, but I think he'd be real good behind the plate. And Brock Tibbetts, I already think he's got the best baseball name of the class. Now batting fourth, catching Brock Tibbetts, that works. We'll move over to the pitchers. First, we got the two big right-handers. Okay, the first one is Ben Hess. He's 6'5", 215 pounds, right-hander. He committed in August of 2019. He's from Charleston High School in Illinois. He was the number one ranked by Prep Baseball Illinois player. He's throwing 92-93 with ease. He tops out at 94. The slider they're reporting has great movement, 78 to 80 miles an hour. As a sophomore, he was already the number two starter for his team, and they won a regional title. Gets a ton of swing and misses, apparently. He went over to the PBR Super 17, and the scouts were raving about him. His presence on the mound, his smarts, the way he was just getting so many swings and misses. And obviously, it's 6'5", 215. He's got a presence on that mound. So that's Ben Hess, big righty, coming to the BART. The other righty, a lot of us here in Bloomington know already, Luke Hayden. Okay, Edgewood High School. He's 6'2", 200 pounds. He originally committed to Ball State and then switched over to Bloomington in October of 18. A lot of us know about Luke already. He's topping out at 96. He's comfortably 92 to 94. Luke has been to all the events, whether it's Perfect Game National Showcases, Area Code Games. He's really been invited and performed in front of scouts at all these events. He was a Perfect Game Elite Championships with Josh Pine, who we'll talk about later, and he pitched really well. He's a preseason 2020 All-American also. Tons of late movement on this slider of his that usually comes in about 80. Luke is just, he's a special pitcher. We know that. And he got to the state title game in Indy. They didn't win, but he got him through the entire, playoffs. He was the runner-up. The Edgewood Mustangs, the runner-up for Luke. Special kid. We've seen him at the BART. A couple years ago, he'd come to the BART with Ethan Vrkrumba. And I believe he was at the last game played at the BART. And checking out the Hoosiers, that last one that we had before the shutdown. But, again, MLB draft, we have to watch for Luke. He's a big-time talent. But you know what? If he doesn't go pro, he's coming to Bloomington. And between Ben Hess and Luke Hayden coming in for these big-time righties, a lot to look forward to. Now we'll go over to the lefties. Okay, we got two left-handers from Illinois. First one is Grant Holderfield. He's 5'11", 165. He committed in February of 2019. He's from Oak Park River Forest High School in Illinois. He plays for the Candrelosi Sparks, which he's had a couple guys come in from. A lot of reliever action for him. He would come in middle innings or late with a plus-plus slider. He's a lefty, hides the ball real well. I've seen some video on him. You know, he's a lot of arms and legs. He's short, though. You know what I'm saying? He's 5'11". He's not one of these 6'4 guys. But the ball just, it's real hard to check out. And the real key to him, he's already got a 2,400 RPM coming out of his fastball. A senior in high school, you know, that would already be, I think, third on the Hoosiers right now. Behind, like, Platt, McCade Brown. There's one more. I can't think of it right now. But that's a very high RPM for a senior in high school. Michigan, Illinois, and Purdue were interested in him. But obviously, he chose to come to Bloomington. He was also at the Super 17. A couple scouts were really impressed by him, the way he was getting batters out. So that's Grant Holderfield. Then Ryan Kraft, also from Illinois. He's 6'4", 180. Lincoln Way Central High School in Illinois. Like we said, he's a lefty. He's got a heavy, heavy sinking fastball, 86, 88 miles an hour. They're saying this thing is like a cement mixer. Also Candrelosi Sparks. So these guys obviously know each other very well. He's a two-way guy. And he's listed as a power bat as a first baseman. So I don't know exactly how they're going to implement Ryan Kraft, but we'll have to see. And he was at the Super 17, like we said. His curveball, they're saying, is already an 11-5 break. And he's got a three-quarter delivery. It's real deceptive. I've seen him pitch a couple times, too, on video. And the curve's down like 68 miles an hour. So between his cement mixer and the slider and the curve, you know, I could see him being a big piece getting some people out for the Hoosiers. So that's Grant and Ryan for the lefties. Now for the shortstops. Okay, there's quite a few of them, obviously. Because usually the best player, position player, right, is going to play shortstop for high school. Doesn't mean we're going to have five shortstops, you know, that's all they can play. They're going to be somewhere in the middle infield, maybe third base. We'll see what happens. Who knows? Maybe one of them turns into a big-time utility guy, you know, a Swiss Army knife. He could go anywhere, do anything. So for the first shortstop, we'll talk about Evan Applewick, 6 foot, 175 pounds. He committed in October of 19, Madison High School in South Dakota. I think this is the first guy that I can remember coming from South Dakota as a commit. Bats right, throws right, played for North Star Baseball for his travel team. And from what they've been putting out, I mean, everything he does, he makes it look easy, whether it's at the plate or in the field. And he hits to all fields. Great range at shortstop. Can really get to anything. Sounds like he'd be a big addition. Maybe second base, maybe short. We don't know. Next, Josh Pine. A lot of Indiana guys know him. He's committed in November 17. So we've had an eye on him for quite a while at Linton High School. He bats right and throws right. Big line drive hitter. He's also a two-way guy. I've seen him pitch at the Bart with the Canes. He got, you know, a lot of swing and misses, a bunch of Ks. And in the field, you know, he plays short, real soft hands, very good arm strength. Obviously, he's the pitcher. He's throwing 91 right now, topping at 91 on the mound for Josh. And he was voted All-State Honorable Mention as a sophomore. Obviously, his junior year got a little shook up due to COVID. Now, I've seen Josh play a few times, whether it was at the Bart or at Bloomington South. He hit a big home run. Very real big business guy, very, very, you know, solid, no nonsense, nothing seems to faze him too much, and basketball player, very two-way sport guy. He came in for probably the best player on Linton's basketball team because he got hurt. Josh had to come in and basically help that team get to the state final at Bankers Life. Again, they were the runner-up. It didn't work out in the title game. But Josh played great off the bench. The pressure wasn't too much. The moment wasn't too much. So I really look forward to reuniting Josh Pine and Kip Fugers back at the Bart. It's definitely something to look forward to. Okay, another shortstop, Evan Goforth. Okay, he committed August 2019. He's 6'1", 170 pounds, from Floyd Central High School in Indiana. Bats right and throws right. He was a preseason prep baseball report All-State and also plays for the Canes. Now, everything I'm finding about him is the sound off his bat, okay? Tons of loud contact for Evan. Seems to always find a barrel, lots of line drives. So the head high line drive requirement of Coach Mercer seems to be already for Evan Goforth's repertoire. So it should work out pretty well. So that's another shortstop commit. Now we have two more in the class of 2021. And again, this class is the highest ranked. It's the 23rd ranked class in the nation from Baseball America. And it's the top ranked class in the Big Ten for 2021. And obviously, it's the highest ranked class ever to come into Bloomington. So, all right, two shortstops left. We have Max Johnson from William Mason High School, powerhouse baseball program in Ohio. He committed November 4th, 2018. He's 6'1", 170 pounds. He plays for the Cincinnati Spikes also. He's been invited to a ton of events as well, the WWBA Worlds. He really, really stood out there. He was putting up 97 exit velocities there. Very smart baseball player. We're hearing a lot about his hustle, about his baseball IQ. Excellent shortstop. Plus-plus in the field. He made the perfect game all-tournament team. He's one of the highest-ranked shortstops in all of Ohio. Very mature on and off the field from what we're hearing. Very serious in the weight room. I think Will is going to really like him. There was some videos of him throwing medicine balls from deep and short. I don't know what they were doing out there, but he was definitely conditioning doesn't seem to be an issue for Max. He does focus more, it looks like, to be a top-of-the-order guy. He's got some speed. He's a contact hitter. And he's been starting at shortstop since he's a freshman for Mason High School. And the powerhouse that program is, that really shows us something. So it'll be good to see what him and Mason High School can do in his senior year. So now all those young men have signed national letters of intent last week. If you go to IUBase17 on Twitter, you can see we retweeted a lot of the family pictures, a lot of the commitment stuff, some real cool graphics that IU put out too. Now, the last verbal commit that has not put out publicly that he signed an NLI yet, but we still want to talk about it because there's still plenty of time to sign, and that's Colson Montgomery, a name a lot of us already know. He's the second-ranked player in Indiana. He hits left, he throws right. He's 6'4", 200. He's perfect game ranked 10. He committed in February of 2020, made a lot of noise with that commitment. People have been trying to get him to commit for basketball. I know Louisville had him at a game. I know Archie was looking at him, too, as far as basketball, but he chose to go baseball, and he chose to pick us big time. I've seen him play a couple times in the state title games in Indy. He stands out. You know he's the best guy on the field. Back-to-back state finals at the Vic, and, you know, talent, okay? Talent. He stands out. You know who he is. He's got a 95-plus exit velocity already up on reports. He went to the area code games with Luke Hayden. Lots of good scouts, you know, reports on him. Five-tool guy, okay? He can do it all. And it really, his power potential seems to be what they're really talking about. Because he's young, right? He's only going to get bigger. He's only going to get stronger. And he'll be a middle-of-the-order guy. Again, Colson has not signed an NLI from what we've seen publicly. But hopefully he does in the future. So that's the 2021 class. I mean, what a time, right? Indiana Athletics. These are the young men that have committed to be here. Again, we'll keep an eye out for the draft. A couple things. On the YouTube channel, Talking Hoosier Baseball, or on iubase.com, there's been tons of great interviews. Carl has done some great editing. Cass, Josh, myself, helping out with the interviews. Lots of player interviews on the website. Current players, incoming freshmen, grad transfers. If you want to check those out, I definitely advise it. And also, there was been a couple of questions coming into the Twitter account about the schedule. All right, Kendall Rogers from D1 Baseball put out just some new information about there will be no non-conference in 2021. It'll only be conference games. But what might happen is, like a couple times in the past few years, we played Purdue as a non-conference game. Maybe we'll play some Big Ten teams, but it'll be a non-conference game. And that's really all we know. I've been getting questions like, you know, who are we playing? When does the season start? Any information. All we know is who we're not playing. And we're not playing anybody out of the Big Ten. We don't know if there'll be a Big Ten tournament yet. That's all information that will hopefully come to us soon. When it does, we'll put it out on Twitter. We'll talk about it on the podcast. We have another student athletes lined up for this week. We're going to try to be getting some alumni on through the winter. I know there's a real extended break this year due to COVID, so the players might not be as accessible during the break, but we'll try to fill in with some alumni and stuff like that. So that's pretty much it. If you have an opportunity, if you want to check out other past player interviews, there's also the alumni fantasy draft that Jeremy Gray at Pro Bowl Hoosiers, Cass, and Carl participated in with Josh as the host. Check that out on YouTube channel. Lots of good stuff there. And that'll pretty much wrap it up for me. Go Hoosiers.